My name is Dina Aronoff, and I am the director of the Center for Jewish Studies, and I teach medieval Jewish studies at CJS, along with a lot of the foundational courses that we require along the way of our students. I want to take a moment again thank Chris Moreland and Glennis Lamb for staffing this event and taking care of all of the details that go into this kind of program. And I won't say too much more by way of introductions, except that the presentations that happened this morning on the part of our graduate students, I think, already problematized our title. And I'm sure, I think Emily will probably touch on this in her paper as well. But I almost say I think CJS is guilty of seizing upon the continued mystique that the word Sephardic has. But we got you here with it. But there is something still, and John Efron's recent book, our colleague at Cal, really addresses this, the Jewish-European eastward gaze and the allure of the Sephardic, I think is the title of his book. Is something that we can still, the aesthetics of the phrase still seem to appeal in some way, and I hope we'll get to kind of really investigate what that's about together, because the presentations that happened already took us into basically the world of the Arabic-speaking world, the Islamicate, to use a word that Fred really kind of helped me come to understand, local realities, close textual analysis, rural versus urban. So we're kind of moving into the, I think, as we should, the historical detail that is necessary to come up with a critical understanding of such an important aspect of Jewish culture. At the same time, I think that the Sephardic does capture something significant, which is the claim that there may very well be some kind of network, to use a contemporary, well, it has new contemporary resonance, but network of culture called the Spanish-Portuguese diaspora. But I think Aaron's point about publishing houses can be in Salonika, but they're treating realities in Constantinople or southern Italy or, you know, wherever it might be. So there is some kind of way in which there's a meta-culture with its language and literature that's traveling on boats and orally. And so maybe we will recover some understanding of a broader cultural development, but hopefully it'll be grounded and aware of the local realities that often come up and push up against it. So I'm hoping that those tensions will be explored in the beautiful papers that we're about to hear.